You know, sometimes a story comes across and you're like, oh, this is, we got to talk about this right now. So we had planned to talk about a potential Flyers move. We'll get to that eventually. And maybe it'll be a good one. But I saw something. I was like, wait a second. Just hold on.
It can't be real.
Is this real? And nowadays, you know, I think we talked about it last week. There's kind of like a viral Jalen Carter trade idea out there that no one can find the source of.
Yes,
so I'm not sure that's
because
actually,
it doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's not real. This is real, though.
But we found the source. It exists.
We found the source, an article.
No.
So
there
is an article over at menshealth.com, which I didn't even realize was still a magazine or whatever that is now. But it's called Gone Fishing with Ben Simmons, and the subtitle is The Passed Up Dunk, The Philly Fallout, The Mental Battles, The Public Pile-On, The Back Surgeries, The Vanishing Act. Now, from the deck of his boat off the coast of Miami, Ben Simmons is finally talking about pain, peace, and a possible comeback. All right, well, as soon as I saw that, I said, let's get through this. So, there is a quote in here from Ben Simmons. Quote, I plan on getting as strong as I can physically, getting my ass on the court, and then the team realizing that my abilities will be needed, he says. I don't have a plan on where. He feels like he still has a lot to offer teams. Quote, you can't teach 6'10 in IQ, he says. And he's been talking to coaches who have told him to get healthy, because if he's healthy, he has a spot. Quote, maybe I'll go back to Philly, he says. Miami would be nice, and not because it's Miami. I like Eric Spoelstra. I like the Heat. I like their organization. I like the culture. So obviously a stronger endorsement of Miami, where he kind of is with his boat anyway. But the line there, maybe I'll go back to Philly.
No.
Your first thought.
No, absolutely not. Like when you read that, we went through the back injuries, the passed up dunk and stuff. Yeah. It would all like flash back through my head. Like, no, screw this guy. I can't stand this dude. And then that quote that he gave, you can't teach 6'10 and IQ, I think just illustrates everything that was wrong with his tenure here in the first place. He didn't care to get better. He thinks that he was just him the whole time. He was the number one pick. He didn't have to change. I'm an all-star. That was the same Ben Simmons drivel that I heard from him the entire time. Like, what services does he think he can offer us?
Well, I guess 6'10 he can offer, right? Because he's 6'10. I mean, that's his height. So he's got height.
Okay.
He always had that. The answer is no to this. I do not want Ben Simmons back on the Sixers. The other thing is, let's just be real. He hasn't been a really good basketball player in 6 years.
Long time.
So he's had four straight years where he's barely been a serviceable player, right? Like 6 points a game down to 2.9 the last time he played. Just didn't play a full season here, right? And then before that, he held out with the back injury / the holdout because he wanted out of here. The last time he was a good player was the passed up dunk on the Hawks. Like that season, that was 2020-2021. I mean, in a sense, there's some Carson Wentz to this, to where he at one point was talented, and then after the injury, it just became like, what's the point of all this? No, I don't want him back on the Sixers.
We're trying to tip the weenie scale, Joe. We can't tip the weenie scale by bringing back Ben Simmons. I mean, everyone's going to fly off their end of the seesaw if we bring Ben Simmons back.
Also, I love how he's naming his spots as if
yes.
he has the ability
yeah,
to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not even a real player anymore.
Well, can we
take any contract you can get, dude.
Can we look at those two specific spots just for a second? Besides the obvious of why this is insane.
Yeah.
The two spots he wants, the Sixers, who still have Joel Embiid, and so
he doesn't
work, period.
It's not
but, he,
a fit.
But he doesn't work when the best player is a big man, or one of the primary players is a big man.
Right.
Or the Heat, who just acquired Giannis. From a basketball perspective, even if this was Ben Simmons of like in his prime, it still wouldn't make any sense, the two teams he listed.
No, and the Sixers now, like obviously his position was point guard, right? He couldn't shoot, but he was a point guard. All they've done the last couple years is bring in these young guards. I don't want to hit. Imagine
surely
this.
He'll take Tyrese Maxey minutes.
All right,
yeah.
LeBaron Filon, who we're excited about. I don't want him on the bench so Ben Simmons could stand there and not shoot the basketball.
He's more, I thought there wasn't an athlete more delusional than CJ Gardner-Johnson. It's Ben Simmons.
We may have found another one. Today. I just love the I'll pick where I go.
Yeah.
No, you won't.
This is the decision.
You will get a contract if any team
offers
you.
You will play in the G League at best.
Come on, dude.
No, enough.
Actually, didn't he find his niche? Isn't he like a championship fisherman?
Yes, you just want a title. You just want a title and something else. Stick to that.
Didn't they say he did this interview on a boat?
He did, off the coast of Miami.
You think he had a few beverages, too?
Maybe he did. It is wild to think back. Didn't you say, Kyle, last week the tweet surfaced back in like 10 years ago? It was
Wentz trying to get Okafor to go take the young buck Ben Simmons out for cheesesteaks.
Well, at one point, those looked like the three, right? Yeah. Throw Mickey Moniak in there. I mean, that looked like the future.
Who else? Nolan Patrick?
Yes, those were the five, right?
It was all-timer.
And now, none.
That
none
might, Is that the worst tweet of all time, by the way?
It's one of them. I mean, Noah Vonleh, the Elliott tweet.
That's pretty good.
Tough one.
No, that one I think is best. That might be best tweet of all time.
Elliott did say he hit a home run in a major league game.
No, that's classic Elliott right there. All right, so yeah, Ben Simmons wants to come back and wants to be a Sixer. Right? So we're aligned on this? I mean, absolutely not.
Yeah,
no.
If there is somebody who wants Ben Simmons, I want to meet him outside and fight him.
Well, also the Sixers would look ridiculous. I mean, let's be real about what happened 4 years ago. I mean, he held them hostage because he didn't want to play here. They would look spineless if they let him back.
Showed up to practice with a phone in his pocket.
That was one of the most disrespectful things anyone's done.
Mike Gansey makes an impression on Philadelphia by signing Ben Simmons.
Mike, I know you're new here. Pretty simple. Just avoid this one. Nope. Just totally avoid this one. 215-592.
Oh man.
94.94. All right, let's do a quick check on our Twitter poll. Sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. You want to pop up? Should the Sixers bring Ben Simmons back to poll?
Do you think that'll do numbers like the Jake Paul poll?
Yeah, try it. See what happens. All right.
Who would you rather
slow day at WIP?
Yeah. Slow Tuesday? Who would you rather bring back to Philadelphia? Ben Simmons or Jake Paul?
Or Carson Wentz. Ben Simmons or Carson Wentz. All right. Is it time to make Don Mattingly the Phillies manager officially? Take the interim tag off. Yes or no? All right. I got to make you guess, Kyle, because this is what Hugh usually does.
78%.
Yes or no?
On which one? Sorry.
The Mattingly poll.
I
yes,
got excited.
Yes or no?
For
take the interim tag off.
So I cheated because I've
you
seen
lucked.
These.
Yeah.
But I kind of forget. I'm going to say 60% no.
64% yes on this.
Ooh,
the people are ready to just...
Well, you know, everybody likes, this is the participation trophy generation on Twitter.
This is seeing what's happening in front of us and seeing 38 and 18. I mean, that's what we're seeing. Yep. 64% yes, make Mattingly the official manager of the team. 34% on no, or 36%. CJGJ, simple one, .. Shut up already, or he has a point. I'm in the very small minority on this one, where he has a point coming in at 8%, shut up already at 92%.
Yeah, you know, he kind of does have a point, but that's, shut the hell up already.
See, that's the way I feel. Like, we all agree he talks too much,
yeah.
But he's got a point on this one.
Does that kind of sum up WIP? You guys have a point.
But shut up. Especially me. Stop. All right. Would you pay money to watch the Phillies if they form their own exclusive streaming service? 60% no on this. That's not good for the Phillies. I mean, it's just not.
No.
All right. Which is more true? This one might make you scream. Hurts fortunate to be on the Eagles or the Eagles fortunate to have Jalen Hurts? 56% saying the Eagles are fortunate to have Jalen Hurts.
This is why just only nobody 44% on the internet can be trusted.
Saying the other thing.
I mean, guys. Now, you know what? I have a theory about a lot of these Hurts votes, the top one, the top 11 thing,
yep.
The Twitter polls. I think people intentionally go overboard on the positive way to try and counteract the other way.
Well, you know, that when I was listening to Friday, because it was the Broad show on Friday,
yes.
Right? Broads was on with the afternoon show. It's his, he got to have that day because of the tattoo of Jalen Hurts. That was kind of what he said,
right?
Like that he said that the Hurts haters in his mind make him go the other way to combat it, when I think that's the problem.
If
we all just meet in the middle that Jalen's been a good quarterback, now he's average, and the Eagles win because of a great team around him, we'd all be fine.
You know,
meet us in the middle.
I couldn't disagree more with his assessment of that. You know why?
The problem is the Jalen lovers.
Well,
that's the problem.
Well, because the hater label is just what people have tagged you when you speak objectively or logically about his situation here.
Yes.
The Jalen lovers it's all emotion, no facts. Super Bowl MVP, the top three quarterback. Everyone's better than Jalen Hurts, so it's time to be better than Jalen Hurts. Shut up. That's what makes me have to fight it. I don't want to have to fight it. I'd rather us just all agree, like we do with a lot of our players in town. Bryce Harper, great player. He's not one of the best players in the league.
He's not Shohei Ohtani.
He's not. It's so okay. If we could all just agree on logic and basic fact, this wouldn't be an issue.
The problem started last year after the Super Bowl. That's when we went to a place that was just unacceptable. Remember the top list would come out. And people would argue he should be the top quarterback in the NFL, or one or two, or whatever. That's when we lost our compass as a city.
Yes.
We lost football compass.
Oh, we became Total Time USA.
We lost our compass. Like, just because you win the Super Bowl doesn't mean you're the best quarterback in the NFL. We try to yell at Hugh about this every single day.
Yeah.
And he doesn't get it because he thinks Darnold's the best quarterback in pro football right now, which nobody else thinks. That's when it went to a level that was unhealthy.
It's so brutal.
If we just
it's so brutal.
If we just found some common ground, it'd be a better place. But I agree.
It would be a lot easier.
It's more Brode's fault than anybody else's fault, I would say, around here. Elijah in Trevose, who
it is Brode's fault.
I believe I met on Friday. Hello. What's up, Elijah?
Hey, Joe. Hey, Jack.
Nope.
I'm sorry. Hey. How you guys doing?
That's how you know. What's
up? Elijah, you're the Elijah I met on Friday?
Yes, I am the Elijah you met on Friday, and it was a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, it was great meeting you, man.
I doubt it.
No, I was walking outside the grocery store, and Elijah stopped me. He's like, "Are you Joe?" And I was like, "Yeah, what's up?" And he's like, "I listen all the time. We appreciate it, Elijah. What are you thinking today, man?"
Oh, I'm thinking. I think we should take the interim manager label off of about manager because he's done a lot. And the last time we've done this, we went to the World Series.
See, Elijah gets it.
No, hold on.
He does get it.
They didn't remove the tag off Thompson.
No, but he means they're doing a great job with this guy, just like they did with Topper in 22.
Right, but also what they did with Topper in 22 was keep the interim manager the whole year.
Yeah, they should have taken him off in June or July. Yeah.
Facts, schmacks.
Elijah, you get it. I mean, Mattingly's doing an incredible job. Reward the guy.
Yes, I think Mattingly has done a great job, and I think he doesn't get as much credit as he should because the team was just not playing for Rob Thompson at all, and as soon as Mattingly came in, the message changed, and this team has turned around, and I've been going to more games this year than I ever have been.
You know, they have had an exciting brand of baseball, too, Elijah, the way they won. Elijah, good call, and good meeting you on Friday. It is wild how many one-run victories they've had. Now, that doesn't usually sustain.
No,
that's hard to do that over a full season.
It's not going to.
They have more than any team in baseball. It's like it does feel like most games they play. Now, this week was interesting because they came back in a lot of games, but most games they play, they're like you're biting your nails in the eighth or the ninth inning, whether they're up and then you're trying to hold on with this bullpen before Duran, or they're down and they come back. Other than a few blowouts here or there, like the Mets last weekend, right when they had the three homer game by Schwarber and the Harper cycle, they really haven't had many of those.
So I remember, hand up, I said this a few weeks ago, I just don't like have a blast watching the team. That's totally changed.
Oh, this
week
was
amazing. Complete 180.
Yeah.
I mean, like they are. They're fun again. I mean, it's some of the most fun that I've had watching Phillies baseball in a long time. And I'm not trying to like diminish what this run is. I'm just not in the business of rewarding somebody for 56 games. This is like a third of the season total
in the NFL
Of baseball,
yeah,
right?
Oh,
the equivalent.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
so, yeah, it's third of a season.
So that's the equivalent of I walked myself into a math situation.
Five or six games.
Six
in the
games.
NFL.
Yeah. We're gonna start handing out rewards for five, six games in the NFL? That's crazy talk.
Well, I don't know. If the Eagles ever had an interim coach and he did well for six games, we'd want to keep him.
Absolutely not.
I mean, some of us would.
Well, some of us know that the goal, Joe, is to win the championship.
Yes, and I don't.
We have bigger dreams
in mind. I'm not changing
here.
That. I'm just. See this tag? I'm just taking the tag off, and his name is Don Mattingly, Phillies manager. Interim is a dirty word in sports. It means you're here for now. Nobody wants to be interim anything.
But maybe
you want to be there for good.
Maybe that's a part of why this is working. It's reckless abandon. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
All right. Well, maybe. Maybe. I just want to reward the guy for doing a great job. That's all. Roberto is in Philly. He's on WIP. Roberto?
What's up, Joe? What's up, man?
What's up, Roberto?
So listen, right? I want to be the voice of reason.
Please.
And logic a little bit for the Jalen Hurts situation because I'm 28 now. I've been a diehard Eagles fan my whole life. Now, I can recognize that Hurts needs to improve in plenty of areas and that he is also a product of his environment, which is fine. Like, I never understood why players with great talent being on your team are used to, like, weaponize against players. Like, well, he has such this guy and this guy, like he's supposed to. Now, I don't expect Hurts to be the guy that elevates when you lose talent. He's going to elevate when you bring the talent. And did you see with the Bills early on, like when Josh Allen first got there, he was a project with plenty of talent, and they kind of threw him out there sometimes in the playoffs early on in his career and just said, well, Josh, win us the game. And he struggled because there was pressure. The routes weren't as crispy. He makes the play, but then the receiver doesn't come up with the ball. Like, it's tough to expect a player to elevate when you just put the entire game and season on their shoulders. I don't want to do that to Hurts, and Hurts is not the type of guy you do that to.
he can improve. The coaching can improve. Everybody can. I don't think it's necessarily – I think it's more of a prove-it year for Sirianni than it is for Hurts, because the team has been so Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde with Sirianni. But Hurts is the guy that you are supposed to supply with talent, and he will take you to the finish line. He's not going to carry the team there, and anybody that expects him to be the superhero with a cape, it's never going to happen. And you can give the guy credit for just being the guy that you need, because some quarterbacks in the NFL can't even do that. Mm-hmm. You give them the talent, you give them the scheme, and they still somehow can't cross the finish line.
I think this is one of the more reasoned and fair Hurts calls we've gotten in a long time. I agree with a lot of what you're saying.
He should get credit for having accomplished what he has with the team, but that doesn't mean we can't talk about what it's going to be in the future. Like, the NFL doesn't stop after we won the Super Bowl.
I agree, and I'm not the guy that, you know, propelled Jalen Hurts to a top quarterback. Honestly, Jalen Hurts, for me, is not a top five quarterback in the NFL, because there are quarterbacks that are more talented. Or I'm a guy that says Rodgers has more physical talent than Brady.
Yes,
but
right.
Who is the better quarterback career-wise?
Brady.
It's going to be Brady, of course. I love Hurts, man, but you got to supply the guy with talent. And even last year, every part of the team struggled. I think everybody has to be better. The blocking has to be better. Like, everybody has to be. But I love Hurts, but I'm never going to put him in an unrealistic vision. Like, I don't love the Hurts. I don't do the Jalenites. Like, he needs to improve. He needs to get better. Who doesn't? Like, who doesn't?
Well, they all do. I mean, you're right about that. Roberto, good phone call.
I think him and Sirianni are more tied to this than he just indicated there. Like, it's more of a it's more of a prove-it year for Sirianni than Jalen. It is for both.
It is. Well, yeah, right. Now, just contractually wise, it's the Jalen thing is more going to hit ahead quicker, right?
Like,
Nick's the coach. His salary doesn't count against the salary cap.
Well, with him is if they want to fire him, they can just fire him.
Right. Right. But Jalen has those layers to it. Like, how much they're going to give him and all that. What he was saying there, Roberto, I agree. Like, he can be the finishing piece to a team that has got a lot around him, and he's played up in big games. Both Super Bowls, he's played really well. There's a way to appreciate Jalen Hurts, but having reality to it. That's why I think I brought this up right after they won the Super Bowl. I brought it up in other contexts. To me, there's a Derek Jeter quality to him. Derek Jeter was on a dynastic team, right? Yeah. He had all those great players around him.
The Yankees.
Derek Jeter was great. But, like, if Derek Jeter was on a different team, like, he needed the Yankees way more than the Yankees needed him. I mean, that's just the way it was. And that's just the reality. Derek Jeter was never Barry Bonds or Ken Griffey Jr. It doesn't mean he's in the Hall of Fame too. But he wasn't as good as those guys.
And we don't have to go overboard.
We try to do that with Hurts, and it feels like everyone, you know, I mean, there's an insecurity and sensitivity to the Hurts.
For sure it's an insecurity.
Well, and that's why, in terms of who needs who more, I mean, we know what it is. Let's go to Cowboy Jim here on WIP. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
That's why Hugh Douglas should never own an NFL team. Dak Prescott would be his quarterback. He'd pay him $100 million and ruin the NFL for life.
Would Hugh be a good owner of an NFL team? I think he'd be brutal.
No, he wouldn't spend any money.
Except on his quarterback.
Yes.
Because that's the guy that's it.
He'd be financially apologizing.
Dak would be his quarterback. I agree.
Oh, exactly. And word on the street is he's out fishing with Ben Simmons today. Is that true? Does anyone know? Has anyone checked on that?
We think he's at a golf outing.
No,
he doesn't. He wouldn't go in the ocean on a boat.
No, I mean, that's true.
No way.
Yeah,
he's fishing.
He avoids water.
No way.
Major League Baseball and WIP are a joke. The Phillies are a streaky team.
Stop.
The majority of the NFL, the Major League Baseball, they stink. Look at the play. Look what the Phillies are doing now. They're pumping up their stats.
38-18.
They're getting millions of all-star votes. Come on. I mean, someone with the Nationals should have been fired last week for that debacle. It's just ridiculous. You know, just this winning streak will end. It'll drop like when Aaron takes his tight shirt off and his man boobs fall to his waist.
We didn't need that image. Radio is theater of the mind. Your favorite Hugh Douglas moment, Jim? What's your favorite Hugh Douglas moment?
My favorite one is, I ain't sitting with you. I ain't talking to you. Goodbye, losers.
All right, that's enough. Couldn't even give us a good Hugh Douglas moment.
Yeah, not one of his best.
Well, I didn't want to give the tickets to Cowboy Jim.
That's true. You know, my favorite is when we ask him if he wants to answer the prize and then hang up before he can give it.
Well,
we should have done that.
I should have. That's on me. Let's go to James in Delaware. Hey, James.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, James.
Kyle, how you doing, guys?
What's up, buddy?
What's up, man?
How are you? Yeah, I want to give an opinion about who is most fortunate to have each other. Mm-hmm. Is that the Eagles? Or Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
So the way you got presented, if my recollection is good, you said that the Eagle was the well-oiled machine, right?
Yes.
Okay. So my question is, Andy Reid and the new coach now, who's a better coach?
I still think Andy Reid is a better coach than Nick Sirianni.
Okay. Now, how come the Eagle never won where Andy Reid was there? If the Eagle was well-oiled machine.
Well, I don't think they were quite as well-oiled then as they are now. I think the combination of Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie have learned more and gotten better at this in the last 10 years than they were back then. That's my best guess on why they didn't win then.
So Joe, you're telling me that if we get rid of Jalen Hurts today, that the next quarterback is going to come and we're going to win the Super Bowl? Is that what you're telling me?
Then a couple things. It depends on if the quarterback's good or not. As long as he's good, I think they would compete for Super Bowls. Yeah, I do.
So you're telling me that Jalen Hurts is good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we won the Super Bowl.
He has had a good career, yes. Now, I thought last year he was not good, but he has been good for his career, yeah.
Okay, all right. I'm with you on that. So I think the Eagles are more fortunate to have Jalen and not the other way around. That's my opinion.
Okay. I get you, James. All right, James, what's your favorite Hugh Douglas moment?
My favorite you is two. Hold the line. That's the first
one. The second one was
back in days when Hugo was playing the Chicago Bears and
Jim Miller. He just took two daggers off.
James. He gave us one from the radio career and the playing career.
Man.
James,
the playing career. Yeah, that's my favorite.
Very good one, James. All right, you're in the mix for the prize.
What's
here?
A bigger Hugh Douglas moment? Jim Miller or hold the line?
Which should we count here?
His first one, hold the line.
Old morning show rules is first one out
first
of your
one.
Mouth.
I do the first one. But
is that even a moment? That's like just a version of Hugh, isn't it?
It's a long, drawn-out moment.
Yeah, it's 2 months of my life I want back, if we're being honest about what that was. Every day with holding the line.
Actually, my favorite is when Jalen taking a sip of water was what killed it for him.
We didn't plan. He knew that happened, but he hadn't heard the audio. Like, we were going to play the audio. I didn't know he was about to break then, and then he heard it, and he's just like, he gave up.
I still think he purposely waited until I wasn't there.
Well, I think so. Well, he was afraid.
Because he didn't want to give me the W.
Yep, that is true. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, a lot to discuss here. Jalen Hurts, who needs two more? The Eagles, more fortunate to have Hurts. Hurts, more fortunate to have the Eagles. Should we take the interim tag off of Don Mattingly? Absolutely. The guy has earned it. Make him the manager of the baseball team without that dumb interim tag here. And, of course, your phone calls on all of this. And CJGJ saying silly things, but he might have had a point on Saquon getting paid. Your calls on this, your favorite Hugh Douglas moment for a pair of tickets to the HBCU Swingman Classic on July 10th, starting off All-Star Weekend at Citizens Bank Park. Coming up, your calls, and we will get to finishing the Phillies. Buzz will throw at us a Phillies trade deadline candidate. We'll tell you if we want to bring that guy aboard. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.